meeting today with the Moshav Gardner, and Baruch Hashem, I was very impressed with him. I think he probably knows more about Shemitah than I do. I mean, the practical aspects, and Mirza Hashem, it should be very easy, at least from the cloud, the tzibur things that should be handled properly during Shemitah.
I was thinking when he submits his plans, if they all said apply to private gardens, you know, if the Rav could share that with us as well.
Mirza Hashem will right. He rightfully said in the beginning that this area, I told him the same thing, is not my expertise. Here, the halacha depends on the metzias. It's what's it called, medicine and halacha. Many rabbis think that they're doctors, but they're not. Got smicha, you didn't get a medical degree. So they have to ask doctors what the fact is. When they hear the facts, then they can apply the halacha. But they can't get involved in the facts because they don't know what the facts are. Okay, same thing goes with social work and psychiatrists or whatever. Right, a rabbi, when he gets smicha, doesn't become a psychiatrist, a social worker, a medical doctor, or a gardener. Right? Those things are things that you have to learn, and people have expertise. So they can provide the information, and based on that information, then you can know what the halacha is. Okay, so that's, we're going to use this guy because he seems to, he has went through four Shemitahs already, he said, and this, or this is the fourth, and three, and this is the fourth. And we have somebody from the Rav Efrati's place, Dr. Zaks, who is an expert in these things, and so we'll use him also when there's a question of, you know, when people argue over the Metzias, that's also possible. You have two doctors that say two different things, so there's halachas, so how you decide what to do. It's the same thing over here, so we'll try to get that information. Up until now, nothing is different between what we do and what anybody else does, so there's no need to publicize anything in the Moshav, because basically the halachas of Shemitah are the regular halachas. Where the difference will be when we come to how to deal with Peirush Shviyas, what's it called, and what has Kedusha, and from where you can buy, or whatever, then there'll be a lot of differences. But at this point, there's not. So let's learn a little bit, a few minutes here. Also, the Nachesh Asav Mishvias. You can't weed your garden on Shvias, with the following exceptions. The Mokom, Shebemnias Hanichu, Shigarim Nezik Nikarlis Machim. The exceptions are where if you don't weed, it's going to cause irreparable damage to the plants, or irreparable, aesthetic damage. It's going to ruin your lawn. It's going to kill the lawn. Okay. Or you have weeds that are choking off your plant, and the plant's going to die. Then you can weed. Mutter lechaseach esar asavim, to cut them off. Im kisuach levad lo yimna sanezek, mutter la'okrim biyad. So here, the first line of action is to cut them, not to uproot them. Normally, you'd uproot them, because if you cut them, they're going to grow back. But if cutting them will save the plant, then you can't uproot them, because you're doing more than is necessary. But if cutting them will not save the plant, you have to uproot them to save the plant, then you can uproot them too. And then the second line of thing is to uproot them by hand, because that's already a shinui. And if you can't uproot them by hand, they're so, you can't do that. You need a hoe to uproot them, then you can use a hoe also. Bechaseiro sovi babatim, there's another exception. In the yards around the house, shemenachshim bohemes ha'asov midei pam echshash l'sreifo nechoshim. There's another reason to weed around homes, either to avoid fires, especially in the summer, right? We saw that fires can start almost something combustion
spontaneous
combustion in the summer, or spontaneous combustion if somebody throws a cigarette there, right? That's also almost spontaneous. So we had a fire over here in the back of the offices two Shabbos ago. And it was a pretty awesome fire. In any case, the truth is that I wouldn't have been matter to put it out because it didn't look like it could spread to anywhere except that thing. But then somebody pointed out to me that it could spread by sparks or whatever into Kiryat Sefer or into houses by us. There's a caravan there that was already, so then already probably mutter to put it out. But in any case, so therefore, if the weeds grow next summer, and there's a danger because of that of fires, so there you're allowed to weed, and again, to cut it down. There it's enough to cut it down. You don't have to uproot it. Or snakes. Snakes also hide in the grasses, and they're a danger, right? Danger to children, danger to anybody around, but the kids especially play over there. So they're also, you're allowed to cut down the weeds to get the snakes, take away their place of refuge. Okay. That is weeding. Okay, next. Zibul v'dishum is fertilizer. B'shnas ha-shmita murat b'mokom she'im lo ya'asezos yigorim nezik nikar k'mo b'chom alachas rabbonim. Okay, it's really only mutter if by not fertilizing you are going to, the plant's going to die or be irreparably damaged. Okay, however, l'maisa, mibchina l'maisa is efshe levater b'derech klal al zibul v'dishum b'shnas ha-shmita. Practically speaking, there is no time that not fertilizing is going to cause irreparable damage to garden crops, garden plants. Maybe in a chaklai, we're talking about irreparable damage to the peiros or whatever if you don't fertilize, perhaps. But in a regular garden, right, but not fertilizing is not going to cause irreparable damage, and you can go a whole year. Besides from the fact we said that people should prepare for Shemitah and fertilize before Shemitah, and even some people hold you could use, you know, this slow release. And he said today that that's, I asked him if the water affects it. He says not really. The slow release has its own, way that it dissolves. And it could dissolve over the year, and that probably is okay. Well, the vatsaya pula zubera shvias, therefore a person should, what's it called, should fertilize his crops, his lawn, plants before Shemitah. Efshe le'ozer b'chamorim itei tamas, and he says also, oh, you can use slow dissolving fertilizer, which could last a whole year, or last at least until the rains come. They'll release the fertilizer slowly over the year, and you're not doing it. It's being done from something you started in process before Shemitah, just like if you set up a watering system before Shemitah and you don't touch it. So everything you did is from before Shemitah. That's also okay. Ein la dor b'shvias, you should not hoe during Shvias. Hoeing is usher, right? Because not hoeing is not going to cause irreparable damage. The makom shekayim chash lehefsid nikar shalat semech mutar lader savi vasmachim. However, if there is a situation where not hoeing around the plant is going to cause it irreparable damage, then you can hoe too. Okay. The next thing is grass cutting, and since there is a lot of details about cutting grass or different kinds of grass, we'll start with that in your session next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the weeds, did you go out to use a weed whacker to cut down the weeds? Go around the house?
Yeah. And that's the first line. You don't have to cut them with a scissor.
No, I'm saying.
But that cuts them, what's it called? That's the best way to do it, by cutting them.
And what about putting poison on it, like they do the resus around the garden?
One second. That's, you're right. There's a better way than cutting them, and that is if the result, he said, they don't weed at all, they put down resus. That's what he said, to weed. In the cases where you're allowed to weed, that's the first line. But sometimes the resus doesn't work so fast, right? And you want to make sure there's no fires until the resus kills the weeds. Right, and even if they kill the weeds, could be that they still have the same problem with snakes or whatever. So then, cutting it with a weed whacker is what's necessary. But the first thing is to spray it and kill the weeds. If they're choking off the plant, and killing the weeds will be okay. You don't have to cut them at all.
No, if there's no plants around the house, it's just weeds.
And you're afraid of fire?
Right. afraid of fire, snakes,
yeah, so then you
scorpions.
Can, right. Then you can, I don't know if Rishus will help for that.
It does. If you spray it once, it's low,
yeah,
it'll work. If you do it when it's high, forget it.
Okay.
Waste of time.
Okay, so if it's possible, Rishus, that's the best.
You're going to be left with high, dry grass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's not going to help for the snakes of
it. It's low. It withers and dies, you'll be left with nothing because it goes into dust.
Okay. So the, what's it called? The first, if it's possible for those things, Rishus, and like Chagi said, it's only, that's only going to help if you get it before it's too high, where there's already a danger of fire and snakes. You're not going to take away that danger by Rishus. The next thing is to cut it, and you can cut it with a weed whacker too. If that is not good enough, like it's not to get just the, for the, for the fire and the snakes, that's good enough. But if it's choking off the plants, that's not going to be good enough because there's still the roots are there. So then you have to uproot it. And then you can uproot it. You should uproot it by hand. If that can't be done, then you can uproot it quickly. That's the same.
Spray kills.
Yeah.
What? Spraying kills the roots.
Depends what you use.
Not always.
Roundup, yes. To cut along, no.
I defer to him.